try. You laugh three. I laugh three. You laugh three. I laugh three.
Sure.
All right.
How many threes was that?
Uh-huh. You, me, you, me.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. And we're back in 5, 4, 3. I will never help you!
Then say hello to my little friend, the Paralysis Beam!
No! No! Early the next day, Molly and Ben arrive at the Sparklin' Springin' Lockin' Racetrack.
Molly, this isn't good. All these horses. Do they have to have so many horses?
Don't get your suspenders tied up in a knot. Once we found this Dr. Steinberg and figured out where they've taken Ben...
Hold on! That woman's standing by the stables.
That's Steinberg, all right. I recognize her from a picture in the paper. We broke the story in Florida. A con artist had set himself up as the head resident in a sanitarium. I remember the headline. Horse Doctor Hackenbush Hoodwinks Hospital. It was a real eye-catcher of a lead-in. Oh, here she comes. Excuse me, Dr. Steinberg? Yeah? I'm Molly Sloan. I'm here to find a man that the SS kidnapped in New York. And who is this with you? It's a long story, Doc, and my editor only gives me so many words. Just tell me what you know about the SS and where they might have taken somebody they kidnapped.
I do not know. There are rumors. Terrible rumors. But facts, I have none. Word has reached me, however, of an American that was taken to a secret base in Bhutan.
Bhutan?
But there are some Gestapo agents coming towards us. Well, good day and good luck. I will be leaving now.
Wait, did you say Bhutan? Dr. Steinberg! Dr. Steinberg!
It's no use. She's gone. Now start walking, Ben. Those shock troops are coming our way.
I see them. I'm walking, Molly.
Oh, they're coming faster. Walk faster, Ben!
I'm walking as fast as I can, Molly.
Faster, Ben!
If I go any faster, we'll be on the racetrack next to the horses. Oh, those horses!
Ben, run onto the racetrack, Ben, now!
What is that? It can't be! The Shadow Nebula?
Look! Someone's waving at us from the cockpit! Ben, I know that man. It's Harry Hume.
Harry who?
He's a friend of Daddy's. I don't know how he found his way aboard the Shadow Nebula, but this isn't the time to ask questions. Come on.
Moments later, we find our heroes high above the clouds in the company of one of William Randolph Sloan's oldest friends, the renegade millionaire Australian aviator, Harry Hume.
How on earth did you end up aboard the Shadow Nebula? And where's Augie?
I don't get you, mate. The Shadow Nebula? Augie?
The starship Shadow Nebula and her automated hologod.
Starship? Oh, no, no, no. This is no starship. It's a dirigible.
A what?
Dirigible. Zeppelin. Blimp.
But how on earth did you...
It came to me in a dream. I was on a vision quest in Tunisia. In the desert, just outside the city limits of Tunis, so about 9 years ago, give or take, I'd reached a state of delirium. And in my delusional state of mind, I had an hallucination. In my mind, I saw a giant bubble of glowing goo rise from the earth and explode!
A giant bubble of goo?
I know! It sounds outrageous! But then, I saw a dirigible in the air, just for a moment. Then there was a blinding flash of light and it was all gone. But the vision stayed with me. And finally, I was able to build my own version. Well, here we are.
Huh. Incredible. So this was in 1933, just outside of Tunis?
That about sums it up, mate.
Molly, I...
No kidding.
Well, it's quite a ship.
Thanks, mate. I call her the Explorer.
But Harry, how did you know to find us in Berlin? And how did you know we'd be at the racetrack? And how did you fly into the middle of enemy territory, at least 300 miles from any friendly border, at the height of the worst war the world has ever seen?
Well, it's simple, really. Magnets. Well, in altitude. You see, the Explorer is so solidly constructed, she can fly thousands of feet above the old Luftwaffe.
fascinating. But you still haven't explained how you knew where to find us.
Well, that's easy, Molly. When W.R. said his little girl had run off to Berlin, all it took was one radio transmission of Gottlieb, and I was onto you like a quality eucalyptus. So, where can I drop your kids anyway?
We think my fiancé is being held captive in Bhutan.
Bhutan, you say?
That's right, Bhutan. Can you get us there?
Oh, yeah, no problem. As luck would have it, one of my old war buddies, an Englishman by the name of Collins, makes his home there. He should have the goods on anything you need to find out. But, Molly, do you know much about Bhutan?
I might have something in my alpha, my wrist watch. Let's see. Huh. There's not much here. Here we go. Bhutan, population about 50,000. Location... Oh.
I don't know if I like that oh, Doc. What gives?
See, Molly, Bhutan is one of the most isolated countries in the world. It's made up of mostly mountains. And we're talking the granddaddies of all mountains. The Himalayas. Crikey! To get there, we'd have to fly straight down the side of Mount Everest into a narrow valley with no airstrip whatsoever. It's a maneuver no pilot has ever attempted.
Enough with the scare tactics, Harry. Can you get us there or not?
Oh, I can get you there, all right. But Molly, the valley in Bhutan is completely covered in fog this time of year. There's no way we can land. It would be suicide.
Well then, looks like we're gonna have to jump.
A few hours later, after a harrowing flight through the Himalayan mountains, Molly and Ben prepare to parachute into the unknown of Bhutan. Just remember to count to three and pull the cord! I'll radio Collins and let him know you're coming!
Well, I guess this is it then, Doc! Next stop, Bhutan!
Molly, the last time we were together, I didn't get a chance to tell you how I felt about you, and I'm not gonna miss that chance again! Molly!
You better catch up to her, Mike, if you don't want to land in the next county over.
Well, nobody said it was going to be easy. Ready or not, here I come!
As Ben Wilcott floats through the dense Bhutanese fog, he is confronted with an eerie silence, broken only by the Himalayan wind and the occasional bleating of yaks in the distance.
This fog is so dense. If I could only see how much further I have... Oh! I guess that answers that question. Now, if I can just find Molly. Molly! If anything's happened to her... Molly!
Over here!
Where are you? I can't see you anywhere.
Try looking up, hotshot.
Oh, no, it looks like your chute got caught on something.
Nice detective work, Doc. I'll get you a job at Daddy's paper. What is this thing, anyway?
Well, maybe my eyes are a little haywire from all the fog, but it looks like a great big...
It is a giant sculpted penis.
Who said that?
To be precise. It is the palace of the revered Buddhist saint, Drukpa Khunli, the patron saint of Bhutan. And this particular statue is just one of dozens that line this valley. I am Sujit Ranahanaradna. Mr. Collins has sent me. It is a great honor to meet you, Miss Sloane. Mr.
Wilcott. Ben Wilcott.
How about getting me down from this... thing?
So sorry, Miss Sloane. Place your feet on my shoulders. There you are.
Nice rescuing, Sujit.
Thank you, Miss Sloane. My work for Mr. Collins requires many talents.
Well, I appreciate the hospitality, but I can't say that my first impression of Bhutan is all that great. These giant... things.
Actually, it is very auspicious to have contact with the palace of the Drukpa Khunli. Together, the two of you will have many children.
No, you misunderstand, Sujit. Ben and I are...
No, we're just...
Right. Well... Did you say something about a Mr. Collins?
Yes, of course. This way, Miss Sloane, Mr. Wilcott.
Oh, Ben. I used to dream of a day when we could...
I know, Molly. Me too.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, Molly. After trekking up the face of Gangkar Punsum, Bhutan's largest mountain, Molly and Ben warm themselves at the fireplace of Colin Collins's remote estate.
I'm afraid you have me at a disadvantage, Miss Sloane. This whole business is entirely news to me.
He was brought here to some sort of detention camp by the Nazi Schutzstaffel.
Well, he won't find any detention camps here. Sherry?
As Colin Collins pours himself a glass of sherry, he carefully closes an open desk drawer.
But Ben has to be here.
No, Miss Sloane. I'm afraid your clue amounts to something of a red herring. The only things you'll find in Bhutan are yaks, Buddhists, and an overabundance of phallic art.
Well, if this place is such a bed of roses, what are you doing here, Mr. Collins?
That's what I love about you yanks. No beating around the bush, eh? Well, I am under the employ of His Royal Highness, Prince Jigme Dorje Wangchuck, as a tutor of English and Western culture. Well, these Bhutanese have created quite a culture up here. Very civilized lot. These Bhutanese, they're top-notch. Among the finest people in the world, in my opinion. Why, just the other day, I was having tea with one of these fine fellows, discussing the merits of Haydn's great choral works, when... Where did these arrows... Bloody Bhutanese bastards! I've been slain!
Where did those arrows come from? What's going on?
Oh!
It appears that there was an assassin outside the window, but I believe I've put an end to his treacherous archery.
Nice shooting, Sujit.
I fear that I have shot too late.
Well, Sujit, old chap, it's been a jolly good run, but I'm afraid I'm done for. It's been a pleasure making your acquaintance, Miss Sloane. Mr. Wilcott. I dare say these arrows are meant for the two of you. No matter. Right then. Cheerio.
That's it. I mean, that's it then. I just don't know. Oh, Ben.
Steady, Molly.
Steady? Steady? Is that all you have to say, Mr. Ben Wilcott? For your information, my fiancé's been kidnapped. Our only lead is lying dead on the floor, and we're stuck in the middle of the Himalayas in a country full of giant... You know what? That's so far from humanity, we may as well be back in the Eftelin Plitzen Fire Galaxy. Steady? You're lucky I'm a lady buster, or you'd be sporting a king-sized fat lip right now.
What about that assassin, Sujit? Maybe the Bhutanese aren't as friendly as Collins thought.
This attack was not carried out by someone from Bhutan. The technique? The stealth? This can only be the work of the Japanese ninjutsu.
The Japanese. This kidnapping plot spans the entire globe. Maybe we'll find some answers in here.
What do you mean, Ben?
When Collins was pouring that sherry, I noticed him surreptitiously closing this drawer. It can't be. Do you see that, Molly?
I see a lot of things, Doc. None of them good.
This letterhead. That symbol. A crown with three broken scimitars. Hold on. This is impossible. By the archive, I can't believe it.
You're scaring me, Ben.
It's just that symbol. In my time, there were stories about some secret organization in the mid-20th century. A group of super scientists with superior technology called the Zyg. But we thought it was just comic book stuff. Just a fairy tale like the Illuminati or the Harlem Globetrotters.
What are you saying, Ben? That this spy ring actually exists?
That's just it. When I originally looked up geography of Bhutan, I found virtually nothing. But when I look under mythology of Bhutan, the first thing that comes up is the Zhaig. I can't believe it wasn't cross-referenced!
Doc! The scoop, Doc! The scoop!
Well, it says that Collins was in Bhutan to build the largest communications tower in the world at the top of this mountain. That's how they maintain their secret communications. And it says that they're headquartered in a huge compound right underneath the... But of course! This trip was a red herring! Molly, we're about to set course for... the North Pole!
Will Ben and Molly find a way out of the Himalayas? Will Natalia Zorikoff extract the information she needs from the... other Ben? We need to pause in our story, but we'll be back with the second half of the intergalactic nemesis, Twin Infinity! Guys are good. All right, we're gonna take a 10-minute break, just enough time for everybody to go pee-pee, and then we'll be back for the second half. Well, we did bring up the words. Well, meh. This one.